And now an update on HealthSouth former CEO Richard Scrushy. He was acquitted in June of a $2.7 billion accounting scheme at his chain of health clinics. At the time, prosecutors worried that his full-scale public relations campaign and his hosting of a local Bible study show on TV might influence the largely black jury in Birmingham, Alabama. It turns out those worries were well-founded. A church secretary and her pastor say they were secretly paid $11,000 to churn out sympathetic newspaper stories and to fill the courtroom with black supporters for Scrushy. Documents obtained by the Associated Press show that a public relations firm paid freelance reporter Audrey Lewis. Her work appeared in the small but influential black weekly newspaper, The Birmingham Times. Kyle Whitmire is a writer for the Birmingham Weekly, and he's followed the Scrushy case. He explains what Audrey Lewis said she was paid to do.
She said she was paid to write favorable articles about Mr. Scrushy and his criminal defense. And, you know, I've read these articles. I saw them during the trial. And, you know, they were not like any of the articles that the rest of us were writing at the time. They seemed to take his side very much so. And she admits that she promoted his agenda adamantly. And he says he had read them and that he thought he was just helping a reporter check her facts. Then she would send those stories to the Birmingham Times, which would then run the stories in the paper.
And the money did not come directly from Richard Scrushy to Audrey Lewis. It passed through a public relations firm.
Right. $25,000was given to a firm called the Lewis Group here in Birmingham, which then paid Audrey Lewis, who's not related to the firm or its owner, $10,000.
And she was also, in addition to being a journalist, she's also a church secretary. She worked for Herman Henderson. He also received these payments?
His church received $25,000 last year from Richard Scrushy's charitable foundation, and he says that he had been promised by Mr. Scrushy up to $150,000 for him to rally support among other ministers and the congregation of Mr. Henderson's church.
Well, what does Richard Scrushy say about this?
He thought he was giving money to Mr. Henderson's church to help with various things from Katrina relief efforts to just making regular donations to the church for his ministry. Mr. Scrushy says that he didn't know that Miss Lewis was getting money, and he didn't find that out until later. So he's sort of pleading ignorance and saying that now he's being extorted for this money, and now he's threatening to sue Pastor Henderson for extortion.
And throughout the trial, prosecutors talked about this. They openly worried that this would influence the jury. Have jurors said anything about this, whether this all-out PR offensive had any impact on their verdict?
Well, the jurors were told on a daily basis not to watch television, don't read newspapers, don't listen to the radio. And talking with some of them after the trial, they seemed to have followed those instructions pretty well. Now, one thing that Pastor Henderson says he did was to go out and get members of his congregation and to get other pastors to come and actually sit in the courtroom during the trial. But in interviews with the jurors after the trial was over, they said that had no effect on them.
Is there anything illegal done here? You know, in Scrushy trying to gin up this kind of public support and to pack the courthouse, is that criminal? Is that illegal?
Well, there doesn't seem to be any direct juror tampering, and the U.S. attorney has said that she doesn't see anything illegal about what he did or is accused of doing. She says that, you know, if you want to go buy favorable coverage in a newspaper, you know, there's no law prohibiting that. It may not be ethical among journalists, but that doesn't mean that it's illegal in a criminal court.
Kyle Whitmire, thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you.
Kyle Whitmire is a writer for the Birmingham Weekly. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.